It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2619. No, you aren't crazy. Clutter is linked to anxiety, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, or the OLD podcast, where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from. And we get right to our Minimalist Monday post as we optimize your life. No, you aren't crazy. Clutter is linked to anxiety, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. A library book that needs returning, another book that needs reading, a congratulations card my preschooler made for her dad, a few hair ties, a water bottle with no lid, and several loose Doggy Doo bags. This is the clutter in the front of my car. I won't bore you or horrify you with what's in the backseat and trunk. But this clutter is a weight on my already overloaded brain. I feel a perceptible spike in my anxiety every time I hop in the car. The relationship between clutter and anxiety. For me, clutter and anxiety go hand in hand. They are like lovers that shouldn't be together, codependent and terrible for each other, and almost impossible to separate. Many people don't get the level of anxiety that clutter and mess cause me. They can sit in a messy room, not bothered by the laundry strewn across the couch or the Legos making a trail from the bedroom to the living room. But I just can't relax until most things are in their proper place. And I was so incredibly relieved and grateful for the research released in 2012 that showed the clear and tangible links between clutter and anxiety. I am not crazy. Phew. Researchers found that a large number of possessions and the management that this requires is strongly related to an increase in women's cortisol levels. These are the ones responsible for making us feel stressed. And yes, they found this effect just for the women. Your home doesn't have to look like an episode of Hoarders for this to be true either. Some of us are just more wired than others to be affected by external stimuli. Clutter might cause more anxiety if you are highly sensitive. About 5 years ago, I discovered I was what Dr. Elaine Aron calls a highly sensitive person. About 20% of the population are highly sensitive. Generally speaking, highly sensitive people are easily overwhelmed by loud noises and bright lights. We often have to withdraw into darkened rooms. We have a rich, complex inner life and have sometimes been mistaken for being shy or even rude. And it's the external stimuli that really affects me. Loud noises, messy floors, a sink full of dishes, and chaotic environments are directly linked to anxiety for me. I've always been very sensitive to things being out of place, and while having children and pets has forced me to let go of my perfectionism to some degree, I still require some sense of order to, well, I'm just gonna come right out and say it, keep my shit together. Coping with anxiety. For as long as I can remember, I've struggled with some degree of anxiety, ranging from mild to debilitating, where I suffered from insomnia and severe stomach pain. In my early 20s, after weeks of pain and no sleep, I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder and prescribed antidepressants. I'm incredibly grateful for this drug and the part it's played in my life so far, but over the years, I've managed to decrease my dose by over half by learning and implementing other ways to cope with stress and anxiety. I've learned how to meditate and to use my breath to create space in my body and mind. I've learned to enlarge my capacity for the unknown. I'm much better at saying no and far less likely to overcommit. And I've learned to declutter my life. Decluttering as medicine. Decluttering has become a very important tool in my self-care toolbox. It has become a sort of medicine. An activity that, done regularly, helps to keep a lid on my anxiety. Having less and letting go of physical things has always made me feel very good. There's a definite endorphin rush that comes with clearing your closet and dropping the bags at Goodwill. I always feel cleaner and lighter. But knowing the clear link between clutter and anxiety, I approach decluttering with more intentionality than ever before. Take my pills, clear a drawer. Hand in hand, those two things help ease my anxiety and stress. Together, we work to have a healthier me. you can do this too. I'm sharing my story with you in the hopes that it will help you if you're triggered by clutter too. And I'm so convinced of the benefits of minimalism and keeping a clutter-free home that I've been writing about it for over 3 years. Here are some tips and places you can start your journey to less clutter. Remember that decluttering is a lifelong project. It's unlikely you'll ever finish, especially if you don't live alone. Take baby steps. Don't try and tackle the whole house in one day. Try the minimalist game and work up to decluttering your house over 30 days. Be mindful when making future purchases. Shopping is often used for the wrong reasons. And take a course. Accountability and community are helpful. There are loads of courses on decluttering. Uncluttered is the only one I recommend. You just listened to the post titled, "No, You Aren't Crazy, Clutter is Linked to Anxiety," by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Emma. Another good reason for decluttering and minimalism, and a different side of it that we don't hear as often, minimalism as medicine. I kind of like that. For me, I completely related to her story and feelings. Maybe you don't, but I don't think that dismisses this idea. I've known many people in my day that have been completely fine, or at least seemed completely fine, living in a very cluttered environment, whether at work or home, or in their car, all places, papers everywhere, random knickknacks, you name it. But I would ask if decluttering, organizing, or minimizing would hurt them. Maybe they wouldn't get as big of a benefit as a highly sensitive person or someone who finds themselves anxious when bombarded by clutter. But I would highly doubt that it would have a negative impact on someone's life. Worst case, they get rid of something that they might have needed. But even in that case, it'll all work out. So no matter which boat you're in, it's still worth working on. But again, for me, this article described me to a T. I'm also sensitive to bright lights and loud noises, pretty much all the things mentioned in this article. And I've definitely noticed an increase in anxiety when, for example, the sink is piled with dishes or when something is misplaced. I don't have to be super on top of it all the time, but just having things even a bit more organized does go a long way. But that's just me. It's up to you to see what works best in your own life. So do look into it. Thank you for being here and minimizing with me. Hope your week is off to a great start, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.